Right?
Yo, hold up. So I said, if, we'll do an episode and then I'm gonna be gone for a while. And I said we could do the episode over the phone. And then I said, if I'm not, while I'm away, drunk, poolside somewhere, running around a hotel, down a hotel halls, butt naked. What did you say?
I said, the only way I'd believe that story is if somebody drugged you.
Why is that?
Because that's not your MO.
Listen.
You don't drink. And I don't think you would have the balls to run up and down the hallways naked.
You know why I wouldn't have like the balls to run up and down like naked?
Why?
Because we live in a world nowadays, you do that.
Oh, you're on camera and you're exposed so fast.
Especially if there isn't so much as even a 17-year-old child
Oh, that's right.
in the building,
Automatically.
automatically they're like, yo, you're a sex offender.
Yeah.
You have to go and register.
I didn't think about
Let me
that,
tell you
but
something.
that's big too.
The moment you do that, your life is over, in my
Yeah.
opinion.
And
Your
that's your
life
whole
is over.
career
That's
working
my
with
whole career.
children.
Exactly. So there would be like, they do background checks every, like 2 years and things pop up on their radar. I'd be fired from being official across the board. To me, this might sound like messed up. People might be like, oh my God, don't say that. I had a friend who killed themselves, and I'm not saying anything negative about that, but I'd be like, I have no reason to live. My career's done. Most jobs that you need, you have to have a clean record. Who's going to hire somebody
Sex
who's
offender
a
by
sex offender?
accident.
Even if you t like, they don't even allow you to like explain your story. And
Yeah.
even if they do allow you to explain your story,
They still
it's
choose
still
not
like,
to.
well, we're
Yeah.
sorry. We're sorry that had to happen. I'd be like, listen, I was just running through the hall. I ran through a hotel lobby, butt naked. They're still gonna look at that like, why'd you do that to begin with?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I say I was drunk, why'd you drink that much to get to that point? Either way, any way you spin it, they look at it like you're irresponsible. So
Yeah.
no, I would never do that. That's not me. So with that being said, you're welcome to another episode of the Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm your host, Jeff Malice Etienne, with
Nikki Bonds.
Mickey Buns in the building. So what was one of the before we start any of our topics, we were talking about the whole Puffy thing, and I was saying like, Puffy's a dirt bag. I hope he, I do. I hope he goes to jail. Hope he gets locked up. And then I said, and then you were like, you can't wait till like all these guys, these music execs and all that
Yeah,
stuff.
the whole industry is coming down. It's the hip hop industry, and it's sad to think about it, but it's a lot deeper. Pedophiles, like drugging people, sex rings. People have been talking about it for years with Puffy. I mean, he's so open about it too. That's what's scary.
You know what? And what's wild about it is, I had said, you know what I mean, tied to these dudes who, because they have money, they're at like such a high level. Like I'm the president of Bad Boy Records, or like Harvey Weinstein, who was he was powerful.
Right.
Harvey Weinstein could make or break your career. Like,
Yeah.
oh, be an A-list actor, do this and this sexually, and I'll put you in
It's control
this
and
big movie.
it's been happening for centuries.
But you said it was deeper than that.
Yeah.
I said it's these guys who got money. You know what I mean? They got money. They high power, high position, and they just feel like I can do this. And but what makes you say it's deeper than that?
I feel like it's deeper than that because they're covering up who they truly are, and how it started, who it came from, who created it, who's been chosen, right? Because you have to be chosen to be a part of the circle. It's just, I feel like it's deeper than that. It's a true, set on evil that
It is
is
evil.
tearing apart people and communities. And why do you think I always say this too about the music we listen to now? It's getting worse and worse. And now it's come down to all these conversations about women who are very open sexually with themselves and sell their bodies now on OnlyFans. Backpage is gone, right? So there's like a whole new avenue, but
yeah.
It's, I mean, sex has been selling for a lifetime. However, it's come down to our youth being open and being sexualized. And now that to me is just a bigger, deeper issue, and it's so scary.
It's the OnlyFans, it's all about at the end of the day, it's the money.
Yeah, but it's also destroying families.
No, it definitely is.
And it's ruining the next generation coming up. Like, I'm worried for my daughter, who's 11 years old, who has to grow up in the world of young men and young women thinking that, A, you don't have to respect women, and young girls believing they don't have to have respect for themselves. So, it's just tough.
You know, so, like, I was saying, you know, same thing. I was like, yo, my daughter's 11, man. I hope, you know, that never happens to her. At the same time, I say, you know, her mom, I'm like, you know, her mom's doing a good job raising her. So I'm like, you know, her mom will probably, you know, nip that in the bud.
We hope. You know, we girls hope. And boys will still find a way to do things outside of the home. I always had a fear of doing a lot of things, a lot of God-given fear inside of me, my morals and different things of that nature. You know, I've done some crazy shit, but I've done some crazy shit while I was old enough to decide to do it, not while I was young. And I think the younger these girls are and having children at 12 and 13 and 14, passing around STDs, you know, the AIDS epidemic's still out there. However, it's not talked about.
Nope.
And then all these young kids walking around, passing herpes around to each other. I just hope that my daughter does not have to experience that she remains with a good head on her shoulders. I think I'm a pretty good mom in keeping her in the right direction and, you know, teaching her values and morals. And that's really kind of how I can only hope that she navigates around all of that with her morals that I've taught her.
True.
But now let's move along.
Moving along.
Okay. So I have a question.
Oh, interesting.
I want to know, okay, since we're wrapping up the end of the year, what have you learned about yourself over the past year?
The one thing that I would definitely say that I learned about myself the past year is that I know my worth. Even though I'm not a big fan of that word, like, I know my worth, and, you know, I know my value. Like, I have a lot to offer, and I bring a lot to the table. Despite what other women in the past may say about me. Because, you know, there's women that I've dated in the past. It didn't work out for one reason or another. So they talk negative about me. I mean, you know. They have, like, all these...
I'm sure you've grown a lot from who you used to be. So,
I've grown up, yeah. You're
absolutely. Moving differently. You're thinking differently. I mean, it only makes sense the older you get.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so I learned the stuff that I won't put up with. You know what I mean? When it comes to, you know, dating a woman. Because there was a point in time where I think all I cared about was not being... like, alone, or, you know, having somebody, whether it was I was with them in a relationship, dating them, or if it was just sexually.
Yeah.
You know, and I pretty much would put up with anything. I'm like, you know, I would brush it off, be like, yo, whatever, as long as I'm still, you know,
getting yours.
As long as I'm getting mine. So one of the, you know, things that I learned is like, you know, Trey Songz song, sex isn't better than love. You know what I mean? So I learned that like love is way better than just.
I think men learn that later on.
We do.
If they're not focused on the right priorities.
Absolutely.
Because it's easy to be distracted with worldly things like sex and self-pleasing. Anything that brings a quick dopamine reaction to the brain, I guess, is like the one thing that a lot of young men, if they're not, you know, I guess if they're not taught to overlook that and follow other ways to keep their mind busy and to keep themselves satisfied, then they fall into that.
Yeah, that's true. Very, you know, I mean, that's very true. I wasn't taught that, you know, growing up at a young age. I wasn't taught like love and all that. All I knew was just, you know, sex.
Yeah.
So.
And that's probably because even though you had both parents in the house and they were religious, I feel like your culture doesn't show affection. Like the older generation,
yes,
they did not show affection.
Nope, they did not. They didn't. Yeah, you're right. They didn't show affection. You know, when, you know, living with my parents, you know, when they were alive, you know, from time to time, I saw them, like, give each other, like, you know, quick kisses. Not all the time, though. I can face a low number of how many times I've seen my father give my mother, you know, like, a kiss on the lips or something, you know. Plus, even though I had both parents in the house, my father, growing up, my father worked the second shift, which was 3 to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 3 to 11, and then he'd get home like.
So you basically never seen him because you were up early to go to school.
Yeah,
and he was still in bed sleeping.
He was still in bed sleeping. My mother was on that. My mother would be coming home from work because she worked the graveyard shift. You know, she'd work the overnight shift.
Yeah.
So she'd come home, and we're up getting ready, and she'd make us our lunches, make sure we're dressed because we went to, you know, Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
our uniform, and send us off. And then she'd obviously go to sleep. We'd come home, she'd be working on cooking dinner, and my father's ready at work. You know, and that's pretty much, you know, how it was. Sometimes we'd see my father come home from work, you know, and sometimes we didn't. So, yeah, so I didn't see that. I had older brothers, but, you know, my older brothers, they were older, so they were never really home, you know, at the house. So I did not learn anything about, like, love or anything like that. I knew how to treat a woman because I had sisters, you know what I mean? So my sisters were really much like hands-on with me. And, you know, they taught me how to, you know, treat a woman, which is the reason why I've never put my hands on a woman, nor would I ever put my hands on a woman. So that was a thing with that. So it was pretty much, I learned all that stuff on my own, but I learned it real late with it was, you know, to the point where, you know, I want to be in love.
Yeah, because you're making all the mistakes and then you realize that's not what I want next time. That's not what I'm going to do next time. I mean, that's the way we're supposed to live, right? Like learning from our mistakes. But I think it's harder for those people who were not shown love, were not given love in a way that makes you feel whole and complete.
True.
You know, I've experienced that growing up. So I had to learn in my 20s when I started going to therapy because I had a lot of trauma from my own upbringing. And I had to learn that I have to forgive my parents because they only knew how to be a parent the best way that they could because of their upbringing. And if their upbringing wasn't great, how could they give something to me that I needed
that they didn't know
how to give that love or gentleness or kindness? I didn't have that, you know. I had a lot of screaming and yelling. I had, you know, I was told for many years as a little girl, you know, you're a cunt, you're a bitch, you're a whore. But I was little, so it was like, how could I be these things? I didn't even know what these things were until I became old enough to realize, like, the things that my mom is doing to me is wrong. But I had to forgive them, and I had to forgive the generation before that in order to really move forward. So I can say the one thing that I've learned this year about myself, and I've gone through some dark shit. This year was not easy for me. Still not easy for me, but I can definitely say that I have learned to forgive. I have learned to let go. I have learned to love myself in a way that I will no longer allow others to put me through certain situations. I've learned more discernment, and I've learned exactly what I do not want for my future. And I'm a fucking strong-ass woman.
Amen. That's definitely something I did learn, you know, too, with the forgiving and letting go. Yes, you know what I mean? Because I used to hold grudges with these women who would go on these pages that they have on Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
You're talking about like groups or?
The groups.
Yeah Facebook
like
groups.
The Facebook groups. Like, are we dating the same guy? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's crazy. Or, I've never been on one of those. Yeah. I've heard about them.
Or don't date him.
You know what I mean? Like they really bash. They really bash.
And, you know, there was one time when I was being bashed. And, you know, I was shown somebody like hit me up like, yo, they bad mouthing you on Facebook. So I go on Facebook. I'm like, I don't see anything. And then she was like, it's a Facebook group. You can't get on it because you're a man. It's for the females. And they're saying this, that, and that about you. And the stuff that they were saying about me, I'm like, okay, it's not, some of that is true, but a lot of it isn't. But some of the things that were true, it was true, but taken in like the wrong context.
Gotcha.
Like for instance, one woman was like, you know, oh, he, you know, he likes to do secret recordings of him having, you know, sex. If it's a secret recording, how the fuck you know about it?
Right. That's not a secret.
That's not a secret. You know what I mean? That's me, you know, at that time.
Were you asking?
Yeah. Like, yo, you know, pull my phone out. We're going to record it. You didn't say no. You didn't stop me. So how is it a secret recording?
Right.
You know what I mean? So for them to go on there and say, you know, say like, oh, he does secret recordings. Like, it's not a secret because you know about it.
Right.
Trust me. If I was going to do a secret recording, you would not know about it. You right. wouldn't trust me on that. You know
right.
what I mean? And then, you know, saying stuff like, oh, yeah, he likes to collect, you know, he likes to collect panties. What's the problem? You know what I mean? Okay, and what's the problem with that? Like, I'm not stealing them from you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're willingly giving them to me. You know, so
trying to fit in where they can get in
yes.
to say something bad about you because they don't have you anymore is what it sounds like to me.
That's exactly what it was. You know what I mean? And then it's like, okay, but what y'all failed to mention is, you know, and the like women who were reading it, who were commenting off mm-hmm. of it, you know, like, oh, he did that. Oh, like, how come none of y'all have the smarts to say, well, if it's a secret recording, how do you know about it?
Because they're not
they're
smart
off of
and disengaging. They're feeding into the low vibrational energy they're giving off and following like a fucking blind sheep.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Blind leading the blind. You know, and then I'm like, first of all, I'm not this guy who has like a box full of the women's panties or something like that. The moment I don't mess with you no more, that stuff goes in the garbage. You know what I mean? I get rid of that.
Lady, sorry, you know what I mean? I'm not here sniffing your panties.
Hell no, I ain't no serial killer. I ain't no like pervert. Like, yo, listen, the moment I stop messing with you, it gets thrown in the garbage. You know, at the time, you know, when I was doing that, it was more of like, you know, my way of like, yo, she's so sexy. You know what I mean? That she's so sexy. I have like this, like sexual appetite for her. Like, need her panties to, you know what I mean? To like,
you know. Yeah, I guess every guy has their thing. I've given a pair I've given a thong to someone. It was my Avengers thong. I never wore it.
I would have kept that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I never wore it. Avengers. Yes. So I never wore it. Yeah. But because honestly, I bought it and I thought it would be comfortable.
It wasn't granny panty style, was it?
No, it was a thong.
Oh, an Avengers thong.
Avengers thong. And so a friend of mine, we had been friends since I was in my 20s, and we lost touch and then became friends again. Like, refound our friendship again, came to visit me, and I cooked dinner. We were just having a fun time. And so I put the thong on over my pants. Over my pants. And I was a little intoxicated and somewhat high. So being silly, and then I gave them to him and I said, here.
That's why.
You can have these.
That's why. I ain't gonna lie, I probably would have been like, okay, thank you.
Well, he was always talking about how no girl loves him, he can't get a girlfriend, ooh, all this stuff. Ooh. So I was like, here, take my thong.
So you won't even mess with him?
Nope.
Oh,
slept together. Listen. Never kissed. I think the most we did was give a hug. Like, that was it.
Nah, see, with me, it would have been like, if it was like a dope look. I've never seen no Avengers thong. Never have I seen one. So if I had saw it, I would have been like, did you wear those? You'd be like, nope, I haven't worn them. Yo, let me get those.
Too late.
I would have been like, I would have been like, you haven't worn them? Let me get them. You
know too what
I'm
late.
Now, if you are somebody who I'm like, you know, I'm in a relationship with, I'm messing with, you know, I'd be like, nah, here, wear them for the day and then give them to me.
Oh, thongs are so uncomfortable for me. I hate them.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate them.
So listen, you know who you are. Go get you a pair of Avengers thong, wear them and give them to me. All right.
Good luck finding them, though.
Pretty sure if you click it in Google. You
know. Yeah, right? Amazon might have them. Torrid. Like
Torrid?
5 years ago, and I had them in my drawer, and Torrid? I never wore them. And we would have Torrid. It's a plus size women's store.
Oh, that's why I don't know about it.
Exactly. Sorry, Jeff. Like, all your girlfriends are fucking skinny and shit.
Not true.
So anyway, I had this long for quite a few years, and how it ended up happening was like, his boys were having a party and I was like, oh, I want to go. And he had to ask them if I could go. And I thought that was weird. And then they said no. And then they started like asking questions about, oh, what does she look like? Is she hot? All these sexual things that they were asking, which is what led me to put the thong on over my pants. And I had him take a photo and send it to him.
Oh, okay. But,
and that's when I said, here, take the thong with you. I was like, take it.
So you didn't go to the party?
I didn't go to the party because they didn't give me the okay.
Okay, so you know, I was going to say to you, ladies, all right, and ladies with daughters, if you ask to go to a party, and then that guy is like, oh, I got to ask my friends. Or you ask directly, yo, can I come to the party? Like, oh, how you look like? You hot? Da, 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 da. Automatically, you should be like, I'm not going.
Yeah, I decided. Like, in my head, I said, that sounds really sketchy.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, honestly. He goes, I'd rather keep you here home safe because they could be a little too much. And I said, well, that's awful. At least you know your friends are really horrible men when they drink. That's just honestly not cool.
we're living in.
Yeah.
But everything nowadays is, you know.
Everything is rape.
Yeah.
Group sex. Passing women around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So I'd be like, yo, listen, you go to a party and there's more men than women there, bounce. You know what I mean? If you're going to go to a party and they're going to ask you any type of sexual questions, don't go. You know, so, but, you know, so, yeah, you know, that's going back to what I was saying, you know, oh, you know, I'm like, I throw all that stuff out. I don't collect it. If I do collect it, I'm collecting yours, the woman I'm with, you know, but.
So you're dating this girl, you have her panties, and then what? Like, do you masturbate to them? Are you sniffing them when you're lonely? Like, what the hell?
Honestly, it just sits there. You know what I mean? Like,
that's so funny. You know, see, I like to take. I like to take your sweater. If you have a sweater, that's
different. You can wear it.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, that's different. You know what I mean? I'm not wearing no. I'm not wearing no thong.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And spray it with your cologne so that I can smell you when you're not around.
There was a point in time where I would carry around in my backpack.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would carry around. But this is just
a Is this like long. To this show you boys?
This is long. Like, no, I wouldn't do that.
You know what I'm saying? What, in your back, what if your backpack opened up and fell out? I would think like, is he a cross-dresser? Is he secretly wearing these panties?
if that happened, I'd be like, yo, that's my shorty's panties. That happened to me one time when I was in college.
And they fell out?
I was in college. No, you know what? I had my laundry basket of clothes.
Did you have my cousin's panties?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, stop it. Yvonne's panties? Oh, God. You know what I mean? My bad for saying her name, but whatever. She's married. This was 2002.
This is,
you know what I'm saying?
This is a few decades back.
Nah, I didn't. I was in college. I had my laundry basket. And this is one of the reasons why I learned, like, yo, toss them shits out. You know what I mean? Throw them away. Because I didn't even know that
Salvation Army.
Yeah, anybody donate their panties and for Salvation Army and
listen,
somebody picks up on it.
Donate.
But you know what though?
You would like be like, what?
Yeah, true. You know what I mean? Like, if you're one of those people you can't afford it and you go to Salvation Army and you're like, these are Victoria's Secrets. These go for like $50.
Yeah, as long as they're washed.
Yes. So I had this female over in my room, and I forget
for
what
reason.
She found the panties inside. It was one pair. She found them in my laundry, and I was like, "Oh, yo, yeah, yo, that's my." I had to make something up.
That's my sister.
I was like, "Yo, that's my." I think I said, "Even my sisters or my nieces." You know what I mean? Like,
well, you could have been like, "Oh, I think that's my cousin's girlfriend. He did his laundry with mine."
You know what I'm saying? Before that, I know, at that time.
Oh, my God!
At that time when I was, you know, in college, I'd come home, do my laundry. There was like 10 people living in this house.
That's true. You always had people living
there. Yeah. So, for all that I know, it really could have been. I had my niece who was living here, you know, at the time. I had my female cousin who was living here at the time. And there was many times I go through my laundry and find, like, socks that belong to them. You know what I mean? So, it could have been.
Yeah.
But I mean, but that was just like, be on the safe side and just throw that stuff out. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, having gone off track a little bit, I held, not resentment, but like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to these chicks and be like, yo, do me a favor, yo, shut your mouths.
Right, because it angers like, you to have your character put like
Yeah,
that.
Don't assassinate my character because you're bitter. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, hey, if you and I were still talking right now, if we were on good terms, would you be on that page running your mouth talking crazy like that? Like, yo, cut it out. You know what I mean? Like, how about I get on Facebook and just start bad-mouthing all of y'all? You know what I mean? How about if I do that? How about if I really bad-mouth, you know, y'all? Better yet, how about if I put out one of the videos that we've had, that we've made? You know what I mean? Yo, stop playing with me. But I literally learned, like, oh, you know what? It is what it is. Let them talk. You know what I mean? Let them talk. Let them badmouth me. I forgive them. You know, they have something in their hearts that they just need to
vent.
You know what? If they're going to continue like that, karma. Not only that, but like guys, we talk. Like us men, like you know, like we talk to each other. And one of the things that we say is when we go on, when we like hear women bad mouthing guys that they have dated, we say, yo, we ain't messing with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, stay away from her. You know what I mean? The last 2-3 guys that she dated,
yeah,
she's bad mouthed. So, you know what I mean? Like, yo, please don't tell me that you just happen to have bad luck and you're picking bad men and it's just all them. You got nothing to do with it. You're completely innocent. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So, continue on. I say, you know, let them continue bad mouthing me. You know what I mean? Guys, we see through that. And then we're like, you know, we're not messing with her. So, you know what? They'll either stay single and unhappy for the rest of their lives. So, yeah, so that was something that I learned about myself is learning to forgive and let go. So,
thank goodness for growth.
Yeah. So, at the time when my friend hit me up and she was telling me all that, another woman who I was dating at the time, right, found out about it, you know, because one of her friends told her,
did she believe it?
She believed it because she called me asking me about it. And I was just like, okay, are you done talking? You know what I mean? Because I don't want to cut you off. She goes, yeah, go ahead. So let's review this. She said it was a secret recording. How did she know about it? You know what I mean? I was like, how'd she know about it if it's a secret recording? You know what I mean? Obviously, I either came out and told her about it, or I did it with her permission. You know, the panties. I asked you for your panties. You know what I mean? So, what's the problem?
It's just Jeff's fetish.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. I don't keep them. You know what I mean? As soon as me and you are done, they go right in the garbage. Unless you want them back, you know? And at the time, somebody was like, oh, yeah, he used to date my friend, and he took my friend's stole my friend's credit card and used it. And I was like, and then, oh, I did reach out to her because I'm like, first of all, I thought you and I were cool. You know what I mean? For you to go bad mom. So I just basically broke it down to her. Like,
Stealing, I could never see that.
Like, stealing somebody's credit card. I got my own shit. Not only do I have my own shit, I look at it like, yo, stealing somebody's credit card? That's federal. That's a federal offense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I am not messing with anything federal. You know what I mean? I ain't messing with...
People don't care.
You know what I'm saying?
There are people who don't care. But yeah. That's wrong if somebody just used, like, the fact that, oh, I gave him my credit card.
Yes.
And he did use it. I didn't expect him to use it, but I gave him the credit card. That's still like, okay, but why open your mouth and say that when... You gave them the credit card.
Exactly, because at the time I was I wasn't working at all. I was like, I didn't even have lint in my pocket. I didn't have 2 quarters to rub. And she, you know, and she was nice enough, which, you know, until this day, I'm like, you know, I'm very thankful for. She was like, hey, if you ever need, she didn't even give me her credit card. She gave me the credit card numbers. If you ever want to order food,
right,
use that. And so, I was just like, all right, cool.
So did she forget?
No, you know what it was? Because then I ended up meeting, remember 8-9 years ago, I was in a relationship. I'm not gonna say her name, but, you know, I was in a relationship with the woman who had, I told the story about, like, her daughter who was disrespectful to me.
Yep.
I ended up meeting her, and I ended up wanting to be with her, and I didn't ghost her, but I started, like, fading away from her.
Okay, and so she took it as you used me for my credit card, and it's like, but you gave her the credit card. That's why it's like hard to do nice things for people sometimes.
Yeah,
like there was a time where, I mean, I've this is just who I am at the core of me. Met someone, we dated for like a short period of time, but they moved out of state. When they moved out of state, they literally had nothing. Like they had their apartment, but they were waiting for their first check, which came in a month's time because of the type of work they did. They didn't have a pillow, a blanket, nothing. So I went on Amazon and I purchased items and had it sent directly to that person in that state. Have I gotten anything in return ever from this person? No, but have I... it's like not at the forefront of my mind because that person didn't ask me to do this. I willingly wanted to help and do it. Yeah. You know, there's another time where it's like I had money on a card. I wasn't in position where I wasn't in a position where I had a whole lot going on myself. But when someone tells me, like, I haven't eaten in a couple of days because I'm waiting for my next check because it hasn't come through, what did I do? I sent them $100 off of the card that was given to me instead of me using it and giving it to them and say, buy food. Because I know that I'll be able to get food. Like, at the time, like, I had my mom. I could go to her and she would cook, you know, or I'd find a way. But that's just who I am at the core of me. And I don't go behind people and be like, oh, I did this for you and I did that for you. You know, I'm struggling right now and I won't even go and ask those people to do me the favor that I did for them because they didn't ask for that. I did that out of the pureness of my heart.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And anybody who's ever done something out of the pureness of their heart, you know, I've always been like, I'm like, more than thankful for it. You know what? I got that person mm-hmm. back. When that person needs me to come through, I'm going to come through. You know, so, like, I remember I needed to take a test to get my certification for a reffing to renew it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it has to be done by this particular day. And I'm like, yo, I don't have a laptop. Yo, I need to get this test done. So this person was like, you know, you should go buy one. You know what I mean? I'm just like, so I go on Best Buy. I use her laptop and I go on Best Buy and they were having a flash sale. And I was like, oh damn, this particular laptop right here is like half off. It's $1,000 laptop. Yo, they're selling it for like $400. And she goes, you should go buy it. Let's go right now. And I'm like, eh. I was like, yeah, I don't got the money. I'm good. You know what I mean? I'll figure it out. And she pulled out $500. She was like, that's for you. And I was just like, what? I threw my hands up like, nah, hold up. Nah. Like, no, she's like, no, come on. Like, you need it. It's an important reason. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So she drove me. I bought the laptop, but I made sure I got that money, reffed, got that money. And here's the $500 that you gave me.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Paid it, you know, paid it right back. So, but you know, going back to what I was saying with the woman I was in at the time asking me all these questions, and I said, yo, listen, you know what? You should know me well enough to be able to say that's not Jeff. You know what I mean? Or maybe that is, but there's more to the story.
You know? But if they're just dating you, they're not going to know you because they're only going to take what they want from getting to know you. And looking at it in a different light, right? Because I'm thinking about how I've dated in the past. It's kind of like we want these guys to be a specific way in our head. And we don't take upon who they are in the reflection of that moment.
Why is that though?
I don't know. I know I've learned not to do those things, you know,
good.
At this time.
Yeah.
Because that's how I got messed up with me and mixed up with, you know, the wrong people. I think some women just want to be loved so badly. And I can say for myself, I didn't have love. And I didn't have my pops. I didn't have, you know, my mom who really didn't show me love. So I think it's the people who just want to be loved so badly, they're going to, they believe that they can make you who they want you to be or need you to be for them by being a certain way and doing certain things because they're still growing and trying to figure that out too. And I feel like if you don't grow from making those mistakes, you're going to continue to do them.
True. True. Yeah. You know, and so instead of, you know, being the old typical Jeff where I would have just been like, yo, why the F you believe in everything? Flipping out on her. I was just like, you know what? for you to sit there and ask me all these questions when, you know, you've been spending the time to get to know me and some of the stuff I've already told you. You know, I think, and I said to her, I think the problem with you is, it's the fact that it's out in the, like, it's in the public being talked about, these random women. So it's poisoning your brain. You know what? I go, I need my peace. I want to be in a peaceful relationship. So with that being said, you and I are just not going to work. I need my peace. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, I need a woman who isn't going to hit me up and be like, this and that about you. Is all that true? Oh, you know, you're collecting women's panties and recording them. Like, whoa, are you asking me or are you accusing me?
Basically, she's calling you up and letting you know she found out these facts.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it was.
She thought they were facts.
She thought they were facts. So I said, just off of you doing that, I'm not cool with it. So I don't need these types of phone calls. I need peace. I need a woman who's going to say, hey, there's this and that being said about you. Either she's going to say, I don't believe them, I don't care, or she'll ask me, like, you know, hey, like, you know, what's up with them? Like, why are they saying that? Like, what's going on? You know, hear my side of the story. I'm okay with that. You ask me my side of the story, I'm okay with that, because then at least I know you're not coming at me like I believe them. You know, so I said, I'm all set with you. You know, let's just go our separate ways. Because I need to, you know, live in peace and be in a peaceful relationship.
Hey, some men, it's really true, and they lie, and the women will then believe the guy. So it's like, I guess
true.
Women are, some women, it's like 50-50, right? Where it's like, you are scared because you don't know if that person is really being honest with you or not.
Yeah,
and sure. Then the other 50 is like, you know, well, whatever it is, we're going to just see whatever the outcome brings. You know, I mean, I guess that's kind of the way we all have to live, right? Even men with women, because women are not angels. They do things, I would say, in a way that is even more hidden than a man. Like, I feel like the men are known to do these things, and sometimes it's almost like in your face, like you can't get away from it. But a woman, you would think, no way, there's no way she could do that. And it's like, yeah, she did.
Nowadays?
Yeah.
Nowadays? Yeah, women are very capable of that, and they are doing that stuff. And, you know, which brings me, you know what I mean, to another, you know, topic is, I had found out, you know, in the past that trying to be a nice guy, faithful, was actually harder than just being a player. When I was, you know,
a player. I hear that a lot.
When I was a player, messing around with, like, different women, you know, cheating and all that stuff.
All the women wanted they didn't care. It was easy. Like,
yep.
I want my turn.
And it was easy. I didn't get questioned. It was nothing. But then when I decided, like, you know, I don't want to do that no more. That's not me. I actually want a relationship, one-on-one, monogamous, love. It was harder. Not harder for me to do it, because it was easy for me to say, okay, I'm not messing around with them. Like, why didn't you answer the phone? Like, yo, because I fell asleep. You fell asleep. I mean, like, fell asleep.
And that's because she was probably cheated on by the previous relationship.
Yeah, yep.
So she's automatically taking things that happened in her last relationship on how could it be, you know, how could it not fit in this relationship if it's happened in the last relationship and I'm getting the same result. So, that's what that sounds like.
Like, you know, I was calling you, you weren't answering, or like, I'm on a Zoom meeting, she's calling me. So I text her, like, yo, I can't pick up right now, I'll call you after I'm in a Zoom meeting. And then you're in a Zoom meeting. Who the hell is in a Zoom meeting on a Sunday night? All my Zoom meetings are Sunday nights. That's just what they choose. Don't ask me.
Why I think when you're in a relationship, you know, I mean, you should tell somebody your schedule ahead of time so they're not guessing. Because I actually did that to someone once. Only one time I did that. And that's because of what I came out of. And then that person did something that happened to trigger my feeling that this is exactly what they were doing. And then when I learned, like, okay, I really need to chill out because not everybody is going to be this last person.
Yeah.
So, true. You know, even if it was the truth, I still had to teach myself not to automatically jump into a reaction of my feelings. I have to think, okay, why did that trigger me? Why am I feeling like that? Why did that trigger me? And then ask the question on, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? Because now it's in my head. And if I can't get in touch with you for a certain amount of days or hours for some reason, and I'm in a relationship with you, or I'm just dating you or whatever, I start to get into my head with the negative talks like, oh, he's just ghosting you. This person doesn't want to see you. This person's probably back with whoever or something like that. And I had to teach myself, like, this isn't true. What you're thinking is not true. You don't know. What if he got into a car accident? Yeah. What if his, you know, there was a family emergency? What if there could be like a million different things, right? And then I have to stop and think about when I don't answer my phone, or when I'm going through something and I'm not picking up my phone, how is that making someone else feel? And do I want that person to react the way I reacted?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I learned to change my mindset on things.
Yeah, definitely. It's like ladies, if you're gonna get involved with a man, you have to give that man the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? Until, you know, if and when he proves that he's not trustworthy. Other than that, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. You can't right off the bat just assume he's up to no good.
Right. And you know what I wanted to say too, because this has been a big bother for me. I've been listening to a lot of women's conversations on these lives on Instagram and podcasts that I watch on YouTube about things that these women say. And a lot of men are talking about it more too, where if you're in a long-term relationship and the man loses his job, why are you leaving the man? That's not cool.
No, that's terrible.
That's not cool. Like, did you get in the relationship for gains only? Because that's just wrong. It's just wrong on all parts, because here's this man that A, had to somehow learn to trust you with his heart and be vulnerable for you to give what you needed. Because let's be honest, not a lot of men are willing to be open and vulnerable with women. Not it takes really. A lot of growing. It takes a lot of situations for that man to want and do and be a certain way. Unless you were trained to be that way and somehow were blessed with many good relationships growing up. But it takes a lot for a guy. And then all of a sudden you leave him because you have no... You lost your job and now she has to do more than you? That's wrong. I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with it either. That's wrong on all levels. You should be, you know, you should
do better. Like, you got to do better. If we want these men to do better for us, we need to do better ourselves. And some of y'all ladies out there, y'all need to really sit back and think about who you are, what your intentions are, how you move, how you think, and what are you really bringing to the table yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't expect somebody to give to you what you can't give to yourself. And I think that's, like, for me, I've decided with whatever's going on in my life right now, I'm not qualified to be dating. I'm not.
At least you know it. Because I think I've said on other podcast episodes that a lot of these women need to go get therapy before they decide to jump on these dating apps or,
yeah. You know. Yeah, because, you know, getting over by getting under isn't really healing you. It's just giving you a wet, a WAP. It's giving you a WAP, and that's all it's given. And, you know, that's really it. It's not changing your mindset. It's not giving you growth. It's not leveling you up for the next best thing to come.
That's true. And that was one of the things with me, you know, i.e. those women who wanted to like badmouth me on whatever the page that was. It was like, what were you bringing to the table? What were you offering? Because a lot of times I have the habit of, if I'm like, whether I'm dating a woman or whether it was just, I'm just sleeping with her, if I saw that that woman wasn't about anything, you know what I mean? She wasn't doing anything for me. I don't mean financially. You know what I mean? Whether it was supporting me, words of affirmation, or anything like that.
Or a cooked meal.
Or a cooked meal, anything. Just even asking me, oh, you know, like, how was your day? Did you eat today? You know what I mean? How are you feeling? If she wasn't doing any of that, then I would fall back. I would fall back and be like, all right, well, then, you know what? She's going to be here for one purpose and one purpose only.
Right. You know, or it could be two purposes. The D, and what can you give her after that?
Exactly. You know, so it's like, just like you said, you know, ladies, you want a man to do better, you have to do better yourself. You know what I mean? It has to be reciprocated.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I have to know and see, you know what I mean, like, you know, what you're about. You know, if you want me to continue, you know, being the man that, you know, that you want me to be. If not, then I'm just going to...
Right.
I'm going to be that asshole.
Sit back and love on yourself first.
Yeah. If not, I'm going to be that asshole to where we end up not talking, and then you go on your little Facebook group page talking trash about me.
All right. You know what I mean? Right.
Like, what did you do?
Right. And then even those who don't respect, like, they really, truly don't have respect. You know, it comes down to who you are, how much integrity do you have for yourself as a person, as an individual on this planet? Like,
true. Now, what was the other thing that you wanted to talk about? Remember?
We've been talking about it a little bit, but a few people wanted to talk about trauma. Like, they really wanted to dive deep. I don't think we have enough time to dive deeper into that. We could always move forward and have that conversation in the next topic, for the next topic. However, trauma with your parents has been something people have brought up to me that they wanted to talk about. And
man,
I can say that that's a really difficult one to navigate if you're not ready to set yourself apart from your parents. You really have to honor your space, and you have to go through that, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very dark. It's going to bring up a lot of wounds. But if you want to move on from that, and you really truly want to heal and forgive, and not forgive for them, but forgive for you, because once you do that, you're going to see so many other sides of yourself that you didn't expect to see. A lot of things that trigger you might start to dissolve and go away. But we can talk about that next time.
Yeah, that's a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We are
There's so many levels to we that
We are
going to
need a whole episode, you know what I mean, for that. So, you know, like, you know, for our next episode, you know, we're definitely going to talk about that. And, you know, the whole mourning and grieving.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But before we go, let's do our year in review, because by this time next week, it's going to be 2024.
I know. You know what I mean?
So you go first. Year in review.
Woo, let's see. January, December of 2022, I was laid off. I seem to get laid off quite often. I don't know what it is, but it's better than being fired. I was laid off. Then in January, I got a job. And then in July, I had some life-altering experiences. But a few great things that I can take away is the fashion show that I did with Posh and Latin Caviar. Nice. That was an amazing event. And see us in 2024, because we will be bringing Posh events back. What is another really good thing? Oh, I started writing a book.
No.
It's definitely not finished, but I have quite a few pages done already, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Nice.
And started doing the podcast again.
Okay. Yeah, very true. Very true. Mine was in January going to Disney and doing the AFFL Youth, you know, national, I think, no, the world championship at the ESPN, Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports, and being on ESPN, reffing, you know, these games. That was like the highlight, you know,
the highlight of
my year. And to start it off at the month of January, it was like, man, it's only up from there. But then I come back on a Monday. Wednesday, I completely tear my quad off the bone. All right. So then the following week, I had surgery. So, you know, recovering, you know what I mean, from that was tough. But I was still working, which in hindsight, you know, hindsight is 2020. Shouldn't have done that. I did a lot of traveling, but it was for work. But, you know,
but still traveling.
It was still traveling.
He doesn't love to travel.
Yeah, we would still have, it wasn't all work, no play. You know what I mean? It was.
So you had a good balance.
You know, I never traveled so much this year.
I did not travel this year. I just, too many downslides for Nicole this year.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just on my own to travel, I'd still be right here. Like, I ain't traveling. You know what I mean? But, you know, but for work, yeah, I traveled so much. And next year, it's even going to be worse. Because they added more tournaments and more states to go to. So, and meeting, you know, a special someone, you know what I mean?
I'm excited to meet her.
Has my back, supports me, always looking out for me, always checking up on me. Just, the list will go on and on and on. That's the best way to end 2023, and that would have to be the highlight. You know what I mean? Okay. First, it was the January traveling, but that trumps it.
Well, that might be the highlight of 2024. We don't know.
You know what I'm saying? It might be, yeah. Hey, so
when you propose, I'm going to be your wedding coordinator.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. I'm actually doing my cousin's wedding for next August. So that's going to be exciting. We're working on that.
Oh, and I know you would love to know. I know you. You'd love the fact that I'm planning Jeff's wedding. Who ever thought? You know what I'm saying?
I know. Well, we shall see.
Yeah, so I'm excited. Oh, yeah, and like you said, too, doing this podcast, because I stopped doing it for like a year.
This whole year has been a gap for us.
Yeah, it definitely was. Plus, you know, a lot of losses. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? A lot of losses.
I had a few close to heart this year.
We'll unpack that, you know, next episode. But because of those losses, you know, it kind of made me say, like, you know, certain things I didn't want to do anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm glad, you know.
But life is too short.
You got me, you know, yeah, life is too short. You got me back into it. You're the one who kind of got me back into the, like, you know, podcast. Because you would constantly like, all right, when are we going to do a podcast? When are we going to do the episode? I was thinking, one and done. She wants to do a podcast. I'll do a podcast episode with her. We're good.
Look at us. And people love us. They love us. I'm getting a lot of great reviews. They want to hear more. And that excites me. And I'm so excited and ready for 2024 to come, because I think I can't go any lower than where I am right now. For those who know me and know my situation, it's only up from here. And believe me, those who have been there for me through the thick of it all, y'all will be coming right with me.
Amen. So I'm excited about 2024. You know what I mean? Until then, though, we will see y'all next week. We already talked about what the episode is going to be about. I'm excited.
Yes, we are very excited for the next episode. We will have a guest that's going to talk with us.
Two guests.
See, look at that.
Yeah, two guests. So
I'm excited.
Me. But yeah, but until then, man, yo, listen, everybody, you know, merry belated Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate. And Happy New Year.
We'll happy see New y'all. Year. We love y'all. We
love y'all. We'll continue, see y'all in the new year.
Continue to hear us grow on this show.